In this show, we explore the amazing phenomenon of reverse speech. We bring to you many guests who will share their expertise in this field, and we will explore the unconscious mind, asking the questions, what is it, and what does it do? We'll also take your calls live on the air. So sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And good evening, everyone, once again. This is your host, David John Oates, bringing you the weekly Reverse Speech Show live from Adelaide, South Australia, where we have started our first day of summer here, but it's actually quite chilly outside. We're having unseasonably cold weather, and I've actually had my heater on in the mornings because it's been so chilly. And here I was, I flew back from America. It was very cold. I was in Oregon. It was freezing because now they're having temperatures of 24, 25 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a little bit too cold for me, I think. But that's the report I've been getting from the weather up in Oregon. And, of course, I was staying up in the mountains outside Los Angeles, and it was very cold up there. So I flew home to Australia to think, oh, goody, I'm flying in the summer. And what do you know? I've got cold weather. Can't win, can I? Hey, listen. But I've upgraded all my office since I've been back. Do you know I've been working on those big, bulky cathode ray tube monitors? My office has been in the 20th century, and when I got home, I finally upgraded to the 21st century, and I've got a nice flat screen monitor, a lovely, beautiful picture. Gee whiz, and how great they are. And I've got an LCD flat screen TV for my office, got rid of my old antiquated office, a TV in my office, and now I've got got plenty of space in my desk. Amazing, all the room I've got. Very, very exciting. So there we go. So that's what I've been doing. Listen, tonight, I don't have a guest for you. I'm just going to be running through some miscellaneous reversals. I have some interesting reversals to play, and I hope you'll enjoy them. You are welcome to call in, of course. I'd love for you to call in. The number to call in on is area code 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022. And then you enter the conference ID of 957-9082 pound. That's 957-9082 pound. And that will bring you up to the switchboard here. I'll see you come in. And we will pull you in and say hi, and you can have a chat. All right, so let us find some reversals to play you, shall I? And we are going to let me see. You know, I went through a few subdirectories when I was planning out the show and looking through some reversals to play. And I found some reverse, because, oh, look, you know, I have got hundreds of thousands of reversals on my computer. Got so many of them, you wouldn't believe it. So here we have one on a talk show host, George Noory. Here, let's play this one.
Do you book people like Michael Shermer on?
Michael's been on the...
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. He's being interviewed on the Larry King Show. Here we go.
Do you book people like Michael Shermer on?
Michael's been on the program. He is what I call my skeptic. He debates people. He goes in the cage. Two go in, one comes out.
And this reversal says, a bit stupid. A little bit hard to hear because there's another voice over the top of it. But let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear the verse from the gibberish. And there it was. They're right amongst the gibberish there. A bit stupid. Oh, hang on. Let me. I'm a bit too far back. Here we go. Yeah, so there we go. Make of that reversal what you will, okay? And, you know, I'm going to go a little bit radical here, and I thought I might look at some sexual reversals. And I found a little subdirectory here called sexual, okay? So here we go. So let's play some. Let's play a nice flipper one to start off with. This is Paula Jones, the woman who claimed Bill Clinton had dropped his pants before her and asked for oral sex. Here it is, Fords.
Well, it was an adventure. It was something I usually don't do, but I don't think that there's...
Oh, I know what. Yeah, she's talking about her interview on her photo shoot on Playboy magazine.
Well, it was an adventure. It was something I usually don't do, but I don't think that they're not vulgar pictures. They're not disgusting pictures. I think they're very tasteful, and it was an adventure. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
And this reversal says, give me sex.
Give me sex. Give me sex. Give me sex.
There you go, and we'll run the whole lot backwards, and you'll hear it amongst the gibberish.
Yes, my phone was no with the worst. Yeah, it was a win of the after, but you better give me sex. It's Eleanor, it's yours.
And there it is, quite clear amongst the gibberish. Here it is.
You better give me sex. It's Eleanor, it's...
And for those listeners who might be new to the whole phenomenon of reverse speech, what we are doing is we are analysing a backward message in human speech. A theory is that these backward messages in speech are a natural function of language. That as the brain is constructing the sounds of speech, it is putting those sounds together in such a way that we're delivering two messages at once. One is forward from the conscious mind, and the other one is in reverse from the unconscious mind. And these messages reveal our thoughts, both conscious as well as unconscious. All right. Okay. So there we have. Paula Jones saying, "Give me sex." And here we have a reversal on me. I'm talking forwards about there's certain reversals you don't like to talk about.
You will have certain reversals you don't tell people, and they wouldn't be able to deal with it.
And this reversal tells us what type of reversals I'm talking about, and it says backwards. Remember when they're sexual. You know, that soundtrack's a little bit distorted on that reversal, isn't it? Let's try another one.
You will have certain reversals you don't tell people, and they wouldn't be able to deal with it.
I think that one's clearer. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, a little bit hard to hear that one. Anyway, but I'm saying remember when they're sexual. All right. Okay. Now, what is her name? Willie, Catherine Willie, who claimed that Bill Clinton propositioned her, talking about this.
And when I got home that afternoon, there was a phone call from Nancy Herrnreich asking me if I would come up and meet with her, that the president had an interest in my working someplace else other than correspondence.
And this reversal says, the brothel in the power. And let's run this whole lot backwards.
And after all, now that that's why I say I'm missing you for a while, Mr. Sneenick. But that, my...
And there it is, right there amongst the gibberish there, the brothel in the power. Let's run that small clip again. And there it is, right amongst the gibberish, the brothel in the power. Here is a rather graphic sexual reversal. I had a woman trying to convince her boyfriend that the affair she had on him had with him didn't pad with the affair she had while she was with him didn't mean anything. So here we go.
Because it happened while I was with you, but it doesn't because it wasn't for sexual pleasure. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it wasn't like me going out to a bar and picking up some gorgeous guy behind the bar, you know, the bartender or something.
And this reversal says, my box is open and gives love. This is only the short version of it. My box is open. Here it is again. I think we play the whole lot backwards. We'll hear it says, my box is open and gives love. Let's find out.
Yes.
Yeah, there it is. My box is open and gives love. Yeah, not a particularly clear recording, unfortunately. That that sort of takes a bit away from the reversal. Here is a reversal from a woman who's talking about a younger lover. And I think she's about 10 years older than him, if I remember correctly.
Beautiful. I have a lot of knowledge. And he's just, you know, he said he's so surprised that there aren't a bunch of men lining up. When I said, well, there could be.
And here she says he's wanting old pussy.
He's wanting an old pussy.
He's wanting an old pussy. He's wanting an old pussy.
Well, there we go. There's that reversal there. Here we have a run on the graphic reversal from a woman who's flashes back to a childhood memory.
They're trying to tell, it's going its own way. It hasn't got the message that you don't need it to keep doing this.
Oh, I see.
And this reversal says, send your dick within daddy.
Send your dick within daddy.
Send your dick within daddy.
So this is a memory, an unconscious memory this woman is flashing back to of being molested as a young child. And let's run the whole lot backwards to see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
So
on. And there it is right at the very beginning there as you run that backwards. All right, okay, here we have a strange reversal on Bill Clinton. Probably another lover that we haven't discovered yet, that the press didn't discover in all their diggings for looking for women in Clinton's life.
Thank you, Bill White. I'll talk more about your contribution in a moment, but it is truly remarkable. And I thank Rand and Deborah Bass for giving us a living, breathing example.
On this reversal says, the Mormon in the sheet, fuck her.
The Mormon in the sheet, Crocker.
There you go. Pretty clear, isn't it? Let's run the whole lot backwards.
Well, fast, can you do me a little bit? Son, you make your side for bed now. Yeah, I know what we're calling the real estate. The Mormon in the sheet, Crocker, y'all don't know.
And there it is right there, the Mormon in the sheet, blanker.
We're calling the real estate. The Mormon in the sheet, Crocker, y'all.
So I wonder who the Mormon was. A woman who the press didn't discover. Here we have another sex reversal, a woman talking about her love life and how she's met some guy, but she's not going to go around there.
I get this, like when I met Michael, I was immediately attracted to him and I wanted him and I still want him, not as strongly, and I won't go there over to his house or anything. I know how bad it is.
And this reversal says, I want a man.
I want a man.
Yeah, there we go. I want a man. All right. Speaks for itself. Oh, well, I don't know what this one is. I don't know whether I know what the reversal says, but I don't know the context. So let's just play it.
I know that, you know, all of this works, so to speak.
Right.
Because that's actually the bridge. That's the bridge to the track.
And this reversal says, it's her first screw.
It's her first screw.
It's her first screw. It's her first screw.
Huh, I don't know where that's from. Let's just run the forwards again.
I know that, you know, all of this works, so to speak.
Right.
Because that's actually the bridge. That's the bridge to the track.
Oh, I don't know what the context it's her first screw is.
It's a screw.
Yeah, all right, there we go. Make of that one what you will. If you are new, just tuned in, you are listening to the David John Oates Reverse Speech Show, which is broadcast to you weekly, of course, through the fine folks, the spiritquestradio.com. We are looking at some miscellaneous reversals today. I was just thumbing through my computer this morning, looking for some reversals to play for the show today. And we're looking at sexual reversals right now, which I haven't played on this show before. And so if there's any young ears out there, I suggest that you cover them up. Here we have Kobe Bryant, who was accused of, now what was it, raping a young teenage girl or something like that.
Disgusted at myself.
He says, I'm disgusted at myself.
Disgusted at myself.
And back where she says, I'm made of sex.
Was, I'm made of sex. Was, I'm made of sex.
A little bit of gibberish beforehand, but you can hear the I'm made of sex at the end quite clearly. Yeah, so there we go. I'm made of sex. Here we have one more. Let's run this one for. I don't know what this for is from either. I haven't been to this sexual reversal folder in my computer for a long time.
I don't really want to go into details, but I do have some evidence.
Well, could you tell us the nature of that evidence?
I prefer not to discuss it because it's just something I'm not comfortable discussing on the air. But there is evidence.
You have evidence that you believe would hold up in court that would what, implicate Gary Condit? You're not saying in the death of Chandra Levy, are you?
No, I just say that there were some unusual things going on, and I don't really want to go into detail about it.
And this reversal says they're sucking their sex.
They're sucking their sex.
They're sucking their sex. They're sucking their sex.
There we go. A few sexual reversals. Make of them what you will. I'm not too sure. Hey, listen, I'm going to go into a little topic. Now about the collective unconscious and reverse speech. There are some reversals in reverse speech that just seem to come from a collective unconscious. And I'm going to start off by playing one reversal that I found on a client just a few months before 9/11. Okay, so here's the forwards.
So I said that, you know, I will be an opener of souls and made the most credible feeling of my heart chakra just bursting wide open.
And this reversal says, soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America. Soon plan evil on America.
And let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear that amongst the gibberish. Here we go.
Look, we are on this earth.
And there it was, right amongst the gibberish there. Here it is again. So we found this reversal and had no idea what it meant. This man had never even been to America, let alone harbour ill feelings towards America. But I saved the reversal. And just a few months later, the planes flew into the Twin Towers. And it makes me wonder whether I was not tapping in to some form of collective unconscious knowledge of the pending disaster in the Twin Towers. Here, another reversal that hints at the existence of a collective unconscious. It's a live commentary of the Hindenburg disaster. This is found by Jeff Toth, my right-hand man, who's listening to the show right now. Hello, Jeff, all the way in Portland, Oregon. We had Jeff on the show, was it last week or the week before last? The week before last, I think, talking about my visit with him up in Oregon. He found this reversal on the Hindenburg. Here we go.
I've sort of recovered from the terrific explosion and the terrific crash that occurred just as it was being pulled down to the mooring mast. It's still smoking and flaming and crackling and...
And this reversal says there was a pipe burst with a gas heater. And let's run the whole lot backwards here amongst the gibberish.
Samuel McNeil.
And there it is. So the question is, how did that reporter know that there was a pipe burst with a gas heater? And obviously there would have been some form of heating on the Hindenburg because they were flying at very high altitudes. It would have been very cold up there. And they have to heat the gas. So it would be curious to be able to get hold of some of the diagrams of the Hindenburg and actually see if there was indeed heating on there, which I'm sure there was. Here we have an example where unconscious communication is transferred on in reverse speech. Unconscious information is transferred on. This is from an interview I did with a local TV station, and the reporter doing the interview lies to me about his age and challenges me to find his real age. So here we go.
You were delivering a pre-prepared story. You would predetermine what you're going to say. You write your own script like an actor would, basically. Well, I'm going to say something here quite categorically. I am 32 years of age, and I'll keep on saying I'm 32 years of age, 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 I am 32 years of age. Now, I've been talking for longer than 15 seconds.
Yeah.
I am 32 years of age. If I've been saying the same thing, it'd be interesting to see what comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, keep on talking to them.
Okay.
About something else.
Okay. Here's a quick one I just got on the fifth here. This one was recorded a couple of weeks ago. So I got some really clear ones.
Okay, there's two reversals here. The first one occurs on the reporter when he says this.
Your own script like an actor would, basically.
And backwards he says, 37, it came up. See if you can hear this. There it is. And again. And then we have a reversal on me where I say this. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not me, that's him. Here we go, here's me.
I got some really clear ones.
And here I say backwards, now you're 37. Okay, so there we go. No, so the question is, how did I know that he was 37? I did not consciously know that information, but yet here it was in my reversals. The answer is, I knew on an is that he told me with his reversal, 37, it came up. I received that on an unconscious level, and it then becomes part of my overall collective unconscious knowledge, and that's confirmed in a subsequent reversal, now you're 37. So that's an example of direct unconscious communication, which is really quite amazing that you can actually have unconscious communication like that. Is a pretty amazing thing. All right, here we have some reversals that I'm not even too sure what some of these are. This is these are some reversals of when I put the hobbyist course together. That for some reason I didn't include in the hobbyist course. So let's just play these and see what we've got. Here's one from a police chase.
Motorcycle advisor units, I'm out in front of them now.
And this reversal says, I'm moving up the armor deadly. So here's the forwards.
Motorcycle advisor units, I'm out in front of them now.
Gee, the backwards is clearer than the forwards. And here's the backwards. I'm moving up the armor deadly. Whoops, here we go. Here it is again. All right, okay. And here we go into another reversal. This is from a rap singer.
Yeah, it's real reckless right now. Speaking of reckless,
You know what I'm saying? There's a few things I got to get off my chest, man.
Go ahead, baby.
Little rat face, you know what I'm saying? You can't be serious, money. You cannot.
Well, the vessel says, I want to get signed up.
I want to get signed up.
Pretty clear reversal. Let's run the whole lot backwards and hear it amongst the gibberish.
I'm the you know, sir. You think you can't sort of give that one?
Yeah,
I'm going to get a good position. I'm going to get signed up. I'm going to say, yeah.
And there it was right there. Let's run that again.
I'm going to get signed up.
Oh, let's get back a little bit further, taking here a little bit of gibberish. And they're quite clear amongst the gibberish, I'm sure you would agree. All right, here's another reversal that was in the hobbyist course.
No, because you've been forever worried about what people will think of you.
Absolutely.
So you live in that life instead of living the life of your own truth or your own being or whatever you are.
This reversal says, I will force some free love with our son. Oh, no, it's not. This is not, I'll force some free love with our son. This is the soul on evil. Huh. This has got the wrong file name. And let's run the whole lot backwards and hear that amongst the gibberish. And there it was, right there amongst the gibberish. Quite clear, you know. Once you know they're there, they are quite clear. The trick is to be able to find them first off amongst the gibberish. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this.
Hi, Clay Lewis here, and I want to tell you about an amazing phenomenon known as reverse speech, or hidden backwards messages of speech. Reverse speech has fascinated people for nearly 30 years. Listen to this clip of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now, when you play it backwards, it says, man will spacewalk. Backwards messages like this are occurring constantly throughout human speech. Reverse speech literally unlocks what the subconscious mind is thinking. If you want to learn more about reverse speech and how to do it for yourself, Reverse Speech Enterprises in Portland have introductory home study courses available and a whole range of other products that can get you started in this fascinating field of reverse speech. Start a new hobby today. Call 503-919-3752 to obtain a copy of your home study course. That's 503-919-3752, or you can order it through reversespeech.com.
Yes, that is 503-919-3752. That's the phone number in Portland, Oregon. You can also call me. Through the wonders of modern technology, I have a United States phone number that sits here on my desk in Australia. And you can place orders through me if you wish, or if you want to call me. Talk to me. Got any questions about reverse speech? You can ring 760-666-5186. That's to call me direct. That's 760-666-5186. And don't forget to follow Reverse Speech on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, and I regularly update that page with new reversals and interesting little tidbits of information about reverse speech. So just to go to Facebook and search reverse speech and look for the official page of Reverse Speech Technologies. Or you might like to add me as a friend, David Oates. Search for David John Oates on Facebook. And you can add me as a friend, give a little message, and I'll approve you. And you can keep up with all of my goings on if you are at all interested in reverse speech and any of the events that surround reverse speech. Started a new training class last weekend, which is great, with a brand new chat room. I'm using a really cool chat room called gotomeeting.com, and it's far superior than the old chat room I used to use. It allows for full duplex audio, which is which is fantastic. And you can also see my computer screen, which is really great for teaching the reverse speech software, because you can go to the, I can just point the cursor to the software on my screen, and you guys can see it on your screen, the students can. So there you go. If you think about taking reverse speech professionally or doing it seriously, then it's not too late to join this current class. The first class was recorded. All you got to do is catch up on the first class and do the homework, and then we can slot you in the next class, which is scheduled for January the 8th, 2011, in the new year. January the 8th, 2011, is the next training class. So not too late to sign up for that. Just to give an email, backwards at reversespeech.com. That's backwards, B-A-C-K-W-A-R-D-S at reversespeech.com, and ask for more information. Or if you go to the Reverse Speech website at www.reversespeech.com and click on to the latest news and updates, there's a little, you'll see at the top there, a little blurb about the training class, and there's a link for an application form on the site, so you can click onto that, okay? And that will take you to an application. All right, here we have a reversal on a kid, I think.
So what did you think of all the reversals, first off?
Very interesting. I guess the ones that stuck in my mind was the fast in.
Oh, no, this is not on a kid. This reversal says, our mummy cuts us now.
Our mummy cuts us now.
Wow. That's nice and clear, isn't it?
I'm
actually
okay. You're a bit nutty, Mum.
Wow, our mummy cuts us now.
Our mummy cuts us now.
This is a lead reversal. It occurs. It occurs in this section of conversation here. I get it. Oh, gee, I should play this regularly.
So what did you think of all the reversals, first off?
Very interesting. I guess the ones that stuck in my mind was the fast in.
This reversal says, our mummy cuts us now.
Our mummy cuts us now.
Our mummy cuts us now. Our mummy cuts us now.
And listen to the next thing she says forwards.
I'm actually okay. You're a bit
nutty, Mum. Huh, there we go. A lead reversal occurs in the conversation before the subject has been spoken about forwards. Okay. Here's a couple of reversals, not in this subdirectory. Nope. Okay. I found a couple of verses on Ronald Reagan when I was searching through for reversals to play. They are pretty cool. Here we have one of them. Let's run this one forwards.
But here's the remarkable thing about being born in 1911. In my life's journey over these past 8 decades, I have seen the human race through a period of unparalleled tumult and triumph. I have seen the birth of communism and the death of communism.
This reversal says, overcome here with freedom.
Overcome here with freedom.
Huh.
Overcome here with freedom. Overcome here with freedom.
There we go. Nice. Good reversal, isn't it? Now let's run it backwards and see if you can hear this amongst the gibberish. And there's reversal right at the very end there. Okay, here's one. I have no idea what this means, but let's play it.
But I must confess, we're drawn here by other things as well.
are the feeling of history in this city, more than 500 years older than our own nation.
And this verse says, hear this cinder you've seen.
Hear this cinder you're seeing.
Huh.
Hear this cinder you're seeing. Hear this cinder you're seeing.
Wonder what cinder means. Hear this cinder you've seen. You know, that reversal gets me going to my dictionary. And lots of other books. I've got a huge, big 2-volume dictionary. The things you must need a blinking crane to lift it. It's so heavy, but it's got all sorts of words in from all sorts of old cultures. All right, a cinder is a partly burned combustible substance. Oh, I see. Thoroughly charred bit of wood. Oh, right, okay. Is there any other to burn reduced to a cinder? Hear this cinder you're seeing. I wonder, maybe he's talking, thinking, so cinder is burnt wood or ashes. Let's listen to the forwards again. Maybe we can work out what he's saying.
But I must confess, we're drawn here by other things as well, by the feeling of history in this city, more than 500 years older than our own nation.
And hear this cinder you're seeing.
Hear this cinder you're seeing.
Huh.
Hear this cinder you're seeing. Hear this cinder you're seeing.
Yeah, well, there we go. Make of that what you will. Here we have another one on Reagan.
If you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Mr. Vessel says, see the dream.
See the dream.
See the dream. See the dream.
There you go. That's a pretty cool reversal. Hey, see the dream. And overcome here with freedom. There are a couple of nice congruent reversals on Ronald Reagan. You Ronald Reagan fans out there will be pleased to know that he was congruent at least in that taping there. All right. Now, let me see. Here we have some on John McCain. I don't even know what these ones are. Let's just play it. Here we go.
Encourage the vast majority of moderates to win the battle for the soul of Islam.
And that's the verse that says, I'll see the loss.
I'll see the loss.
Huh.
I'll see the loss. I'll see the loss.
What's he talking about? A loss of the battle for the soul of Islam? That's what he's talking about forward. Here, let's run the forwards again. It's a future tense reversal, which we've discussed on the show before, and they usually do come true in some measurable form or measure.
Encourage the vast majority of moderates to win the battle for the soul of Islam.
And I'll see the loss.
I'll see the loss.
I'll see the loss. I'll see the loss.
All right, and... here we have another reversal. Let's run this.
We know where either of their candidates will lead this country, and we dare not let them.
This reversal says, I warn you.
I warn you.
Huh.
I warn you. I warn you.
Well, I was warning against the Democrats winning on the campaign trail, but as we know, they did win. Oh, well. Oh, here we have another reversal.
The American people don't send us to Washington to serve our self-interest, but to serve theirs.
And this reversal says, let me show with sadness.
Let me show with sadness.
Huh.
Let me show with sadness. Let me show with sadness.
Yeah, there we go. That one's there. All right, let us move along to this reversal here. And if you've just tuned in, folks, we're just playing some miscellaneous reversals tonight. Just hunted through my computer. I've got thousands and thousands of them here. We can my reversal till the cows come home. But I think it's time we had a guest. Haven't had a guest for a while, so I might. Oh, we had Jeff on a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? But anyway, we might book a guest for next week's show. But what I'm doing today is just playing miscellaneous reversals. I quickly thumb through my computer before the show to find some to play. And I found some interesting ones. A couple I can't play, unfortunately, which I'd like to play. But, you know, reverse speech is a pretty hot topic, and some people don't like the truth. Anyway, so if you want to call in and speak to me during the show, the number to call on in the United States is area code 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022. And the conference ID is 957-9082#. That's 957-9082#. And that will bring you up to the switchboard here. I'll see you come in and I'll bring you into the show and you can come and say hi. Let us know what you think about reverse speech. Or maybe you are game enough to even get taped and we'll find some reversals on you. There you go. How about that? All right. Let's run this next one forward.
Here this morning to obviously discuss the New York Times article with you, and I'd like to make a brief comment and then respond to questions that you might have.
And here it says, the shock with snobs.
The shock with snobs.
The shock with snobs. The shock with snobs.
Yeah, well, that one's certainly there, isn't it? And here we have another reversal on McCain.
I discovered that nothing is more liberating in life than to fight for a cause that encompasses you but is not defined by your existence alone.
And this reversal says, seeing you fund it.
Seeing you fund it.
Huh.
Seeing you fund it.
Yeah, that's there.
Seeing you fund it.
I guess he's saying the cause that he follows, he has funded and paid for himself, I would imagine. Oh, here's a reverse I should put up on YouTube. It'll probably do the rounds. These reversals that never made it to my website, by the way, in case you're wondering if these are some of the reversals that I discarded from my website. I got some other reversals I'm not going to put on my website, too. You know, if people could get access to my hidden files, I tell you. Anyway, but here's one that didn't make it to my website. Here's McCain.
The American people's patience is at an end for politicians who value ambition over principle and for partisanship that is less a contest of ideas than an uncivil brawl over the spoils of power.
And this reversal says, sell, Satan, sell.
Sell, Satan, sell.
Huh.
Sell, Satan, sell.
There it is. This is a satanic reversal on John McCain, folks. That's from the whole lot backwards.
Right, this little civil war will be snotting it in it. See, the other says, knock yourself, Satan, sell, that vision is set off with me.
And there it was right there. Sell, Satan, sell.
See, the other says, knock yourself, Satan, sell, that vision is set off with me.
Yeah, there it was, nice and clear and nice and apparent. Sell, Satan, sell. There we go. All right, let's have a look. What else have I got on John McCain here? Here we have one here. Let's run this forward.
My sister Sandy, her husband Henry, and my son Doug are here also. Thank you for being here.
Huh, this is a strange reversal given the context. It says, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
Huh.
We're sorry. We're sorry.
I don't know what he would be sorry about. But anyway, there you go. Make of that what you will. Here we have another one on McCain.
We're approaching the end of the first half of the election on quite an upswing.
And this one says, you spun it.
You spun it.
Huh.
You spun it. You spun it.
Yeah, there we go. You spun it. All right, so there's some on McCain that didn't make it to my website. Now, here's some on Obama that never made it to my... Oh, no, these would have made it to the website. I don't know. Is this one on my website? Here's a funny one.
And what we believe in and what we're willing to do to make sure that we have the kind of country that our children deserve.
And this one says, who is this Hillary woman? Oops, I lost it. Here we go.
Who is this Hillary woman?
Huh.
Who is this Hillary woman? Who is this Hillary woman?
There we go. And let me see. Oh, God, there's a whole bunch of them in it. Here, I'm putting some out at random here.
We need to do more to make sure that illegal guns and cash aren't flowing back to these cartels. That's part of what's financing their operation.
Mr. Versal says, see the scam.
See the scam.
See the scam. See the scam.
Yeah, talking about drugs and guns. Here's the whole lot backwards.
The sheriff firing his name out, so we're off, said the slice girl, see the scam, you know, shag, there's no boogie to those scams, girl.
And there it was, quite clear amongst the gibberish there. Let's do that little clip again.
Slice girl, see the scam, you know.
See the scam.
Slice girl, see the scam, you know.
Now what's he saying forwards?
Aren't flowing back to these cartels.
What aren't flowing back? Let's find out.
Guns and cash aren't flowing back to these cartels.
To make sure guns of cash aren't flowing back to these cartels, see the scam. Well, I'd say with a reversal like that, there is scam getting back to the Johnson cartels. Oh, here's a reversal I've done. Never made it to my website.
Even when we're taking on a unscrupulous enemy.
It says, I'm an asshole.
I'm an asshole.
Pretty quick, but there nonetheless. Here's a funny one. Wow, look at this. I'm just scrolling through at random here. The smorgasbord of reversals tonight, everyone.
Understand the bottom line that I've got right now, which is what's happening to the people of Elkhart and what's happening across the country.
And this reversal, according to me, says, go fuck yourself.
It's not the surfing.
Huh.
It's not the surfing. It's not the surfing.
Yeah, not all that clear. Sorry, folks. This that wasn't all that clear. I can see why that one didn't make it to the website. Here's another one.
Especially because improving our schools will involve more than just money. It will require a change in mindset, a belief that every child counts.
And this one says, I flash, you better feel.
I flash, you better feel.
Wow.
I flash, you better feel.
Nice and clear.
I flash, you better feel.
Wonder what that one means. It's on the whole off backwards.
I flash, you better feel. That's him,
yeah, well, there it is. There's another weird sexual reversal on Barack Obama. We've talked about these before on the show, you know, and I've had some stranger sexual reversals on Barack Obama come up. So there's another one. I don't know whether that was on my website or not. These are just all reversals that are in my discarded file. So I wonder what this one is about. Let's run this one.
I've requested an immediate $1.5 billion in emergency funding from Congress to support our ability to monitor and track this virus.
This one says, enough is in Germany.
Enough is in Germany.
Huh.
Enough is in Germany.
Huh.
Enough is in Germany.
Well, he had a pretty good run in Germany, didn't he? He went there and lectured while he was still on the campaign trail and did very, very well. So that could very well be what that reversal is all about. All right, here's another one.
We can dismiss Reverend Wright as a crank or a demagogue, just as some have dismissed Geraldine Ferraro in the aftermath of her recent statements as harboring some deep-seated bias.
And this reversal says, sealed with the family fame.
Sealed with the family fame.
Huh.
Sealed with the family fame. Sealed with the family fame.
That word seemed to imply to seal, or to seal documents, or to seal records, seal with the family fame. I don't know. There we go. Here's another one on Barack Obama.
The question that divided the colonies and brought the convention to a stalemate until the founders chose to allow the slave trade to continue.
This one says, you love a voice.
You're not the voice.
Huh.
You're not the voice. You're not the voice.
Yeah, there we go. That's what it says. All right. Okay. Next one along. Here we go. We'll run this one forward.
It's also true to say that we're not going to eliminate all influence of Iran in Iraq. Correct? That's not our goal. That can be our definition of success, that Iran has no influence in Iraq.
This reversal says they make a devil.
They've made a devil.
Huh.
They've made a devil. They've made a devil.
There we go. So there you've heard a satanic reverse on John McCain and now one on Barack Obama. You can't say that I don't play them all. All right, here's the next one.
We believe that if you take the steps that we've already taken with respect to housing, with respect to small businesses.
And this verse says, I guess we love you.
I guess neither of you.
There we go. Let me see. Here's one. I'll just pull him out at random here. There's hundreds of them in this discarded folder.
And we're also beginning to see signs of increased sales and stabilizing home prices for the first time in a very long time.
And this one says, it must now cease.
It must now cease.
It must now cease. It must now cease.
So obviously talking about fours, let's find out exactly what must now cease.
And we're also beginning to see signs of increased sales and stabilizing home prices for the first time in a very long time.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a congruent reversal. Stabilizing home prices. It must now cease.
It must now cease.
It must now cease. It must now cease.
These other reversals aren't too bad. I wonder why I discarded them from my website. I'm not too sure. Yeah, let's run this one.
Anybody, any bank, for example, that is receiving capital from the taxpayers is going to have some very strict conditions in terms of how it pays out.
And this one says more for the banker.
Marfordheiska.
Yeah, well, I guess the bankers did get more money, didn't they? Because that one's reversal's not totally clear. But there it is, nonetheless. Just doing some miscellaneous reversals on Barack Obama. Oh, here we have an interesting one. Let's find this one.
Gravely concerned about the situation in Pakistan.
This one says Nazi government.
Nazi government.
Huh.
Nazi government. Nazi government.
Yeah, well, there we go. That one's there too, I guess. Just some reversals on Barack Obama. All right, let me see. Here's another one.
We can't keep mortgaging our children's future on a mountain of debt. We can't keep driving a wider and wider gap between the few who are rich and the rest who are struggling to keep pace. It is time to turn the page and write a new chapter.
This reversal says, I used a fag. I'm not too sure what he means by that, but these are some interesting reversals on Barack Obama. Anyway, all right, let's do one more, and here we go.
It's time to stand up and reach for what's possible, because together people who love their country can change it.
And this reversal says, but you fuck it up.
Yes, but you're fucking up.
Sorry, yes, but you fuck it up. Here we go.
Yes, but you fuck it up. Yes, but you fuck it up. Yes, but you fuck it up.
All right, folks, that's it. We're out of time. See you next week. We'll have a guest for you next week. Tune in. Same time, same channel for another exciting David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. Bye all from Adelaide, South Australia. See ya.
I want to listen to live.